Sue of
Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sue of 100 People You Should Know Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio on this fine Friday morning. Thank goodness it's the end of the school year for most of us. And I hope you've had a really wonderful school year with your kids and that you're looking forward to the summer and that you've got a lot of wonderful plans. And today I was just going to mention something really interesting about the idea of love. A lot of us look toward the idea of love as an end goal in and of itself, or the idea of marriage. And, you know, it's really not for everybody getting married. Sometimes people are better off or do better in a long-term relationship in which marriage is not the end-all and be-all and not even intended. If that happens, then fantastic. Everybody loves a party, but who is the party really for? We see all these shows on the air right now about brides and their dresses, and the focus is really on the dresses and the party and, you know, how the brides are behaving. We have the show called, like, Monster Bride and Bridezilla, and, you know, the whole concept of putting the focus just on the marriage and the wedding and the reception, that is actually a really bad idea. It's a case of just because you can doesn't mean you should. That is not really where the main part of the focus should be. The main part of the focus should really be on school kids in elementary school and teaching them to relate to each other and to all sorts of different people, and teaching them to do that in such a way that they learn to compromise and negotiate and make everybody feel welcome within their social circles. And this is where we should be focusing our attention, because right now there is that lack from what I can see, and this is why I believe so many marriages fail, is because we simply don't, as a sex, as a gender grouping, know how to speak to or interpret the language of the opposite sex or the other partner. And very often there's a disparity that's played up on silly sitcoms and talk shows, and it becomes another main focus. And that's actually a good thing, that it's become a main focus, and attention is being drawn to the fact that women speak a completely different language and are hardwired completely differently from men, and vice versa. And this helps us to understand each other. If you can understand how a man thinks and what he really means when he says, "Let's go out today," then it becomes that much easier for you to assimilate that into your own way of thinking and into your own daily plans. When he says, "Let's go out," does he mean let's go hiking, or does he prefer dancing, or does he prefer fishing, or what does your man prefer? And when you say let's go out, what do you mean? And how does he know? How is he supposed to know when you say out, it means something different from when he says, let's go out? What if when you say it, you mean, let's go out for the weekend and go camping with the kids? And what if when he says it, he means, let's dress up and go dancing without the kids? And, you know, and where and when do you learn what each of you means by the same statement? You're saying the same words, maybe even with the same inflection, but maybe not with the same meaning. And maybe that actually needs to be clarified. Maybe it's a good thing that we realize now that we don't understand each other all the time and that we need to get clarification. And this is something that causes problems in a lot of schools. And grown-ups are becoming worried when they say, please dress appropriately for the occasion. What do they mean by that? And what do children understand by that? There was a case recently on the I saw on the internet on Facebook where school administration were telling the girls what types of clothing were appropriate for their graduation ceremony, and they didn't simply assume that the girls were smart enough to realize that people would be looking up at them on the stage, and so they shouldn't be wearing short skirts and things like that. And so they, on the one hand, sort of insulted the girls' intelligence, and then in the same letter, they were, insulting a particular body type and saying something about you can't pour 10 pounds of mud into a 4-pound or a 6-pound bag, which is very insulting and should never have been put in the same letter. Not the business of the school to assume that there is a normal body type and that girls don't know what flatters their body types and that they should wear certain things, that only flatter their body type. That isn't our business to judge that or to choose clothing for, other people based on our own judgment of what's appropriate for their body type. So we have only 5 minutes left. I want to take that full circle right back to what do we mean by body type and what do we mean by normal, because there is no such thing as normal, folks. Surprise! Strange is the new normal. We used to think foolishly that there was such a thing as, quote, normal, close quote. And I know you can't see it, but I'm air quoting here, which is silly because you can't see it. But there never has been any such thing as normal. It's always been a myth. Are men normal? And that makes women, by that token, abnormal. Are women normal and men are strange? Are tall people or people who are, between 5 feet and 6 feet tall normal? And so all people shorter than that are strange? Where do you draw the line? Who creates normal? And who died and made them God that they get to decide what's normal for you? Co-sleeping with your child normal and for how long? Is breastfeeding normal and for how long? And who gets to decide what's normal and right for you and your family? There is no normal. There's only what works for you in the moment. And I just wanted to be really, really clear about that because as a society, we are very, very judgmental. And we see it all over Facebook, all this judgment. Somebody puts up a cute picture of their kid and they're just being cute. And somebody else says, ooh, that was a very perverted way to photograph that child. Or why would you put a picture like that of your child on the internet? And, oh boy, your child is fat. And this is all very judgmental. And who died and made you God? So keep that in mind. Maybe a thing doesn't always need to be judged. Maybe it can just be. The day is nice and warm, so enjoy it. Don't judge it. Just enjoy it. That is probably the greatest thanks that you can give your deity, if you choose to pray to a deity, is to enjoy your deity's creation. I personally am not a theist. I'm an atheist. But I know better than to take a beautiful day for granted. So I'm going to go out and get some sunshine today, and I hope that everybody else will too, and you'll have a chance to really, really enjoy it and stop and smell the roses and all that. And this is Sue of 100 People You Should Know. I'll be signing off in just a moment. If you feel like calling in next time, the number is 347-677-1860. That's 347-677-1860. And this is Sue of 100 People You Should Know and Perfect Day Massage and Reap Your Dream signing off. Enjoy, folks. Bye-bye.